Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ICF Rome online. And for those who will eventually be on campus, this is Pastor Jennifer Pasquale. And I'm excited for this season that is upon us. You know, we're celebrating Jesus. We're thankful for everything that he's done for your life, even if you don't know it yet. So as you enter into this service today, I encourage you to lean into the worship, to stand up if you can and raise your hands and praise the Lord, because God is faithful. He has a word for you today. I am believing for a miracle in your life. It's in motion. You joined us online today, and God has ordered your steps. God has a word for you. And as you lean into his presence, I know that your heart and your mind is going to be lifted, healed, restored, rejuvenated. I'm so thankful that you are joining with us today.
Amen. That's my king. And girls, they probably have gone to Kids World. They were amazing too. So when you see them later, please let them know as they're preparing for Inspire Italy. And just in case you have 3 weeks, if you have a little girl that is, you know, 12 and under, you can see Kim, and maybe you can be a part of Inspire Italy. Be amazing. Amen. I just want you just, would you do me a favor? Just say, Lord, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. Father, right now, we're listening to your word. We're listening to the message that you sent from that empty tomb, from that stone rolled away, that you are glorious, you're holy, you're righteous, you're the word that speaks life to our moments of death and destruction. You speak life, you are Jesus, the resurrected power, and you are our King, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love Easter too. I think Nasha said it. It's our favorite day of the year as Christ followers, right? Welcome to the family of faith. Welcome to those of you that chose to spend this Easter morning with us here at ICF Rome and online. I wish you the most blessed day that you can imagine. You know, it amazes me how every day his mercies are new. The Bible says it. His mercies are new every morning. But it's true. You got up today. In spite of missing that 1 hour, thank you for being here now in first service. We lost an hour, but I said in prayer room, we lost an hour, but we gained power. Amen? We lost an hour, but we gained his power. So it's not by our strength, but by his strength. And so today, I want to talk about that's my king and his resurrection power. It's valuable. On Good Friday, we had a prayer meeting, a Zoom prayer meeting online, and I gave some details about the crucifixion because I never want us to take for granted what had to happen on Friday in order for us to celebrate on Sunday. But I also want you to remember that sometimes there's a sacrifice and a suffering that happens, but there's a Sunday resurrection that's coming. You may be in the middle. You may feel like you're in Saturday, but I'm just going to remind you of a few things. That's my king and your king. So I want you to practice with me. If you're in the online, I want you all to type, that's my king. If you're here on campus, as loud as you can, because they're going to hear it online, I want you to say, that's my king. Ready? That's my king. Amen. And I want you to know, I can't begin to describe it. The songs that we have sang this morning say, he's wonderful and beautiful. He's glorious and holy. He heals and he forgives. He's merciful and powerful. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, but he had no beginning and he has no end. Amen. In his word, he shows us from Genesis to Revelation, the power of God at work. If you're new, you see these themes around our church that say, count on it. This is our theme for the year. And it means that I am counting on the Lord from Psalm 135. Yes, I have put my hope in his word. Jessica declared to us from the Gospels, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with him. He's my king. That means he's your king. He's for you today. I stand before you knowing that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the only God, the only Savior, that you can't find his dead body still wrapped in a tomb somewhere. Somebody say amen about that. He's alive and resurrected. King Jehoshaphat confesses in 2 Chronicles 26. O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. You see, all of our countries, we represent anywhere from 70 to 90 nations in this church at different times. And we all, listen to me, we all have issues in our home countries. But I want you to know that he rules over all the nations. Nothing can happen to the child of God, okay, the child of God, that doesn't have to pass by the cross first, pass by Jesus first, just as the enemy tried to attack Job. But God said, you can't kill him. I'm in charge of Job's life. You can tempt him, you can torture him, you can do some things, but I'm in charge of my son's life. Now you may say, why would you even mention that, Pastor Jen? Because I want you to know he's not just king when everything's good. He's king in every circumstance. Say every. Every. He's king in every. He's not just king yesterday. He's not just king tomorrow when he resurrects again and comes to bring his church with him. He's king today over everything, over every nation. Revelations 19, 13 and 16 in the NLT says, he wore a robe dripped in his blood, and his title was the Word of God. On his robe, at his thigh, was written the title, King of all kings and Lord of all lords. I want you to understand, he is the king. Even the people who didn't want to declare it declared that he was the king. In the Old Testament, Moses asked of the Lord, who are you? What is your name? And it was a bigger question. What is the power of my king? Well, I asked a few people in this church, what is the power of our king?
Hi, my name is Miriam, and I'm from Nigeria.
Good morning. My name is Chris Gray. I'm from the United States of America.
Hello, my name is Jessica. I'm Jessica Tani. I'm from South Sudan.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joel. I'm from Ghana.
My name is Nazar. I'm from Ukraine.
My name is Mari Blaise. I'm from Banda, Kigali.
My name is Shaina Dalia. I'm from the U.S.
My name is Savenda Blessing Sigubu. I'm from Zimbabwe.
Hello, I'm Marlon.
I'm Joanna. We are from the Philippines. Mabuhay.
Hello, my name is Makamaka Elizabeth Arivinga. I'm from Zimbabwe.
My name is Alan Leofoga.
I'm Stella.
I'm Majori.
I'm Angel.
I'm Joanna.
And we are from
Kenya.
Hi, it's Kim from America.
My name is Evan. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Burundi.
Hi, my name is Gamaliel.
My name is Grace.
My name is Iyana.
And we're coming from Chad.
Hi, my name is Emmanuel Ankwea. I'm Nigerian and Irish.
Everything. He is worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the praise. He's the creator of all things, and all things come from him.
Today, I think he means the creator to me. It's raining on me, I can hear things in the background, but I know that my creator is taking care of me and is giving me his blessing of life.
Because his purpose was the cross. He lived a sinless life, but yet he paid for our sins. We are no longer tied to sin. We are no longer slave to the law. I am free. You are free. We are free. He died. He was buried. And he has risen. The tomb is empty. Hallelujah.
And Jesus is powerful because he told the storm to be still. And it stopped. His name is above every other name. And there's no man on earth that can do what he can do or what he has done.
Jesus is powerful because when he could have given us nothing, he gave us everything. He gave his life for us. It was very difficult for him to go to the cross, but he did it because he loves us so much.
Jesus is powerful because he's risen from the dead. He's no longer in the tomb. He brought us here. He's done miracles in our life, and we know that he's going to do it again.
Having King Jesus in my life is the best thing because it's joyful.
Having King Jesus in my life helps me because it clothes me with the strength of his power, and I feel loved on a daily basis.
Having King Jesus in my life helps me in everything I do.
Having King Jesus in my life helps me succeed in everything.
Having King Jesus in my life means that I have the assurance of salvation and help in time of need.
I know the power of Jesus because he's deep of righteousness for me.
Because he saves me.
And I love King Jesus because he first loved me.
I love Jesus because Jesus protects me every day. I love Jesus. He gives me peace, love, and other things.
You heard that. Peace, love, and other things he gives me. Amen. Just in case you thought it was just me or just scripture, something that happened in the Old Testament, like Nasha said today, and in the New Testament, something new happened. Amen. So when Moses asked God in Exodus 3:15, what should I do? What should I do? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. This is my eternal name for all generations. I just want to leave that on the screen there for a minute. I want you to remember my name for all generations. That's why today you saw all generations on this stage. That's why you sit here today, because I don't want you to think Jesus only came for you when you're about to check out of, you know, this life and you're going somewhere, heaven or hell. I mean it. I want you to know that right now he came. Right now he resurrected for you to have abundant life. I want you to think about the words that you declare. When he said to Moses, just tell them, I am. I am who I said I am. I am all you need. I am love. I am redeemer. I am peace. Come on, y'all got to say amen. I need some feedback. I am healer. I am power. I am king over all circumstances. Amen, amen, yes. I want you to never lose the wonder of who he is as King Jesus upon his resurrection. And I don't give the people who are going to pray or do things a script, but isn't it beautiful how the Lord brings it all together? In Matthew 28, we see the women who went there. And the angel said to the women, do not be afraid. They're going to put up some scripture that I've asked them to put. You'll hear me reading it, but it's from Matthew 28. So this angel said to the women who went to the tomb, for I know that you're looking for Jesus. He was crucified, but he's not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. He's inviting you. Come and see. You're not sure? Come and see. And then, everybody say then. And then, don't just see, don't just spectate. Then go quickly and tell the disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. Think about that. You got here, but you're like, God, this is not what I expected, huh? I came to Italy and I encountered some things, but the scripture promises, he said, I'm going to go ahead of you. That is the resurrection of the power of the Lord. It says that they hurried away, filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. They will see me. He said, don't be afraid. Sometimes we think, oh, if I accept Jesus, if I choose to follow Jesus, I may have to give up a few things. It's not you have to. You don't want some of that stuff in your life that's bringing you turmoil and chaos. You want what Jesus has. And he instructed them what to do. He said, surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I want you to look at four statements this morning from Matthew 28. I want your faith to come alive. He is risen. Can you say risen? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I mean, we need to live like we believe it, because if he's resurrected, then my outlook is different. My perseverance is different. My trust is different, right? I love that passage that Jessica spoke, because there's a portion in there where it said the enemy tried to take the trust. Don't let anything take your ability to trust the Lord. He did as he said, and he keeps his promises. Anybody ever have a promise from God that's been fulfilled already? Let me see your hand. You had a promise. It's been fulfilled. See there? He does it for all of us. He's no respecter of persons. He said, I'm risen. He said, I'll keep my promises. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't worry what the future holds. Don't worry about the unknowns. That's the reason why we have resurrection power. Because in myself, I might worry. In myself, I might try to fix it. But when I put all things in his hands, I'm not afraid. Amen? And then he gave us a command. Go and share this good news. That's what we're doing this morning. We're sharing this good news. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is identifying with Abba God. Jesus repeats the words that God said to Moses, I am. Listen to this. In the book of John, I want you to know, he said he's the bread of life. He is the light of the world. He is the door. He is the good shepherd. Just pick one of those for a minute. I want you just to think about it. What are you hungry for? What darkness is hanging over your head? He's the light. What door are you trying to knock in but you don't know? And he's like, I'm the door. Just ask me. I'll open or shut it if you trust me. He's the good shepherd. That means he guides us. I drive on the Colombo back and forth, and you know, you're not supposed to use your phone, so I couldn't take my phone and do a video yesterday, but the shepherd was driving the sheep. It's the funniest thing on the Colombo. It's so much traffic, but here's the sheep. And the shepherd and the two big white dogs, and they're all guiding. And I thought, that's a good shepherd. First of all, he's not at the front. That shepherd was at the back. And the two dogs that he had helping them, I think they're called Great White Pyrenees. My dad had two on his farm. They were also like, ooh, ooh. I could hear them. I mean, like, I rolled down the window. I was like, this is amazing. And the sheep together, listen to me, the sheep together did not get in the traffic. They did not get in the cars. They were listening to the good shepherd. And I know, because I can see the grass growing and everything, they were like, ooh, we're going to get some new, fresh, green grass. We trust the good shepherd. I want you to have an image of the shepherd of God. He's your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my king. Somebody say amen. He's also the resurrection and the life. That's my king. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You don't know which way to go. You're following the wrong person. If you follow Jesus, he will show you the way to go. I'm telling you. Not just spiritually, but physically, mentally, emotionally. He will be the truth and the life. And he is the vine. You can also tell of his power, because that's my king and his resurrection power. You see, I picked this image because I wanted you to imagine he's not this king that came roaring in to, like, say, you're bad and you're bad and therefore you need a savior. He comes from Father God saying, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I know my kids. You know, I don't know about you, but I got three amazing daughters, in case y'all watching this later. Y'all all know some stories about the baby girl who had a birthday this week. She wasn't always the perfect child. Now she has a son. Little payback there. She literally called me one time and said, all those things I used to laugh about that I did, it's not funny. It is not funny. What Titan is doing is not funny, Mom. I need you. I'm like, no, you just need Jesus and the power of the resurrection. I said, look at you. You turned out just fine. But that's what I want you to see. Abba, Father, hugging. You could put yourself in that embrace. He's a loving God. He's a good Father. He's powerful. Here's what I want you to understand. Don't separate love and gentleness and compassion from the strength and the conviction and the power of the Holy Spirit. It goes together. Can you imagine? You're a child, maybe even a teenager, and you're trying to drive or something, and your parent says, you're not ready yet. I mean, you could be an adult and not be ready to drive here, but you're not ready yet. And they're not trying to be. I've heard so many parents, maybe more in America than here, because thank God for public transportation here. Really, I mean that. In America, kids drive, and the parents are like, oh, no, they're going to drive. But then when they're finally driving, the parents are like, whew, I'm so glad they're driving. I don't have to take them to all their things anymore. They can take care of it. But the parent who says, wait a minute, you're not ready. You're not ready to drive in the snow. You're not ready to drive in the traffic. Come on, we got to go on the back roads. Yes, it's going to take a little bit longer, but there's no traffic there. You're going to be safe. This is the image I want you to have this morning. Your king is loving and your king is powerful. Amen? Amen. 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 Jesus said to them in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never hunger. They believe in me. They will never thirst. In John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. If you're not following Jesus, how do you follow him? You read his Bible. You understand how to live each daily life. You listen to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body. The Holy Spirit will quicken you. I don't think you're supposed to do that right now. I'm telling you to pause. Not just that it's bad. Maybe it's just not wise in the moment. Maybe God has something better ahead. Amen? He's a king. And so I want you to understand. Del said, if you will, just for me, just put up that main thing. He's my king. He's my king. I want you to focus in on that. He has resurrection power, and he loves you. He's the door, and when you enter in, you will find pasture, he says. He offers the true path. He's the good shepherd in John 10. He says he loves his sheep, and my sheep know me, and they hear my voice, and they know my voice. Do you know the voice of your king? If not, you can get to know him more. Amen? Jesus said to her in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he will live. For those of you that are new, I've been in this church for almost 10 years, but I've been ministering here for 25 years. And my husband, unexpectedly but not unexpectedly to Jesus, went to heaven in 2021 for our guest. So he preached, I think, seven or eight resurrection messages in this pulpit. I went back and was watching some of those video clips because I wanted to say, Lord, what did the other pastor say, who was my husband? He said, though he were dead, though he may die, yet shall he live. He believed in the resurrection power, and he received his eternal reward. This morning, I want you to understand something. This is from generation to generation to generation. When those precious little girls are saying, Lord, you're holy. Huh? I worship you. They're understanding who their king is. In Isaiah 27:2-3, it says, in that day you will sing about the fruitful vineyard. I, the Lord, will watch over it, watering it carefully. Day and night I will watch so no one can harm it. That's my king. He's saying, I'm watching over your vineyard, but are you attached to the vine? You know, if you've ever been tempted to pull some of those grapes off the vine before they're ready and you put them aside, if you're not careful, they're going to die and wither up, right? But when they're attached to the vine, there's something that's happening that's making them really ready for the next thing. Amen? I have one more video to show you this morning as I close this message. I don't want the worship team to move until after the video. This is a video of Jesus encountering Nathanael, one of the followers. But Nathanael wasn't so sure what was happening. And this morning, I've given you testimonies of people in our church. You've seen in action the generations of people in our church. I want you to imagine that this is also a true enactment of what Jesus really said, a conversation he had with Nathanael.
What is this? How do you know me?
I have known you long before Philip called you to come and see. Don't look at him, look at me. when you were in your lowest moment and you were alone, I did not turn my face from you. I saw you under the fig tree. Rob. There it is. You are the Son of God. The King of Israel.
Can you imagine that moment when he's like, how do you know me? And then he realizes, yeah, that happened to me. You were there. You were watching my life. And then Jesus says to him, there it is. In other words, he knows the moment when you have that awareness. Worship team, I want you to come. He knows the moment when you have that awareness. This morning, as in every morning, as in every day, as in every week, Jesus wants you to have an awareness that he is risen. Say it with me. He is risen. He did as he said. He keeps his promises. He's saying to you and I today, don't be afraid. Go and share this good news. I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that I'm here. I'm thankful that we're here. But Jesus changes everything. I want you to understand something today. I think we have one more slide. Between the pain of yesterday and the promise of today, there is the purpose. Between the pain of yesterday and the promise of tomorrow, there is the purpose of today. Between the pain of yesterday, stuff happens, and the promise of tomorrow, he keeps his promises. There is the purpose of today. Here's what I don't want you to leave from here saying. Someday I'll be happy. Someday I'll have victory. When I get my degree, I'll understand the King of Kings. When I get married, I'll understand the King of Kings. When I get my new job raise, I'll understand the King of Kings. Come on, somebody. What I want you to understand is that between yesterday and tomorrow, there is a holy purpose today. Jessica, you declared that purpose so beautifully, so strongly. Jessica from the South Sudan, who has come here with her family, who's working in an international community. Today matters. You think today doesn't matter. It matters. Don't waste a single day saying, I'll praise you tomorrow. You're all here. I know that. I'm aware of that. I want you to stand with me all over this house. I want you to think about something. My King understands the purpose of today, but I want you to imagine, because of the cross, because of the empty tomb, we can understand who our King is. He held his position, y'all. He didn't leave. He could have. He could have said, I'm God. I don't have to go through all this suffering. He held his position. The sacrifice did not change his purpose. The suffering did not weaken his determination. The suffering does not weaken the determination to fulfill the purpose that God has for your life. The sorrow of betrayal did not soften his strength or his love. That betrayal, he still ate with Judas. He still washed their feet. He loved those closest to him, even when they were really the farthest away. It wasn't for a stranger. It was for a sinner like you and me. He knows our name. He held his position for you and I. I'm asking you today, will you hold a position for the King of Kings? Will you say to the Lord, it wasn't in vain. I won't wander. I won't waver. I'll stand firm. If it means I got to be a warrior in the battle, I'll be a warrior. If it means I have a few wounds, let it be so that I can understand the fellowship of the suffering of Jesus Christ. He conquered the weight of the death. God spoke and the earth shook. Jesus declared, it is finished. He meant the plan is complete. In other words, new beginnings were now possible. Resurrection power changes everything, every day, for every person. We're going to close out singing, That's My King. But before we do, maybe you're in this house today I'm going to ask you for just a moment. Can you guys turn the lights down right here on this right here just a little bit for me? I know it might hurt you on the camera, sorry, but I want to see your faces. Maybe you walked into this place today and you need to make a new commitment to Jesus. You might be saying, you know, that's the church's king. That's her king. That's my parents' king. That's my mama and them's king. I want it to be your king today. So I'm going to ask you for just a moment, every head bowed and every eye closed. I want to give you the ability to understand. The Bible says where two or three agree as touching anything, it's done in Jesus' name. Today, God wants you to declare his glory. Today, God wants you to feel his peace. Today, God wants you to know whatever you're facing, you have access to resurrection power. Amen? So with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want to be one of the ones who prays for you today. And I'm asking you, is everything right between you and Jesus? Can you truly declare that he is your king? If it's not, I just want you to slip your hand up so I can see it, and I'm going to pray a prayer with you in just a moment. If you just feel like, Pastor Jen, I need some prayer, slip your hand up so I can see it. Thank you. Come on, don't be shy. I won't embarrass you. Thank you. Slip your hand up. I see it. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Anybody else? I need to know he's my king. Come on, I see that. Thank you. Anyone else? Join these five people. Anyone else? If Jesus calls your name, if God calls your name today, are you ready to meet the king? If you're not sure, you can be sure right now. Just lift your hand so I can pray for you. You need strength in prayer. Anyone else? I want us to pray together this prayer. We're going to repeat it together. Don't ever take it for granted. Don't ever assume it doesn't matter. I had a young person 2 weeks ago who raised their hand and said, I need to be purified. I had another young person who messaged me after the service and said, pray for me. I got to do things differently. So I want you to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Purify me. I'm thankful for what you did. I receive the resurrection power in my heart, in my life. And today, I declare that you are my Savior, that you are my Lord. I receive your love and your salvation. I thank you, Lord, for the rest of my life. I will live for you. I will seek your way. And I will embrace your love. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Can we give God praise for just a minute? Hallelujah. 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 I want you to worship with us as we go. I bless you in the name of Jesus. But I want you to sing this song again. And this time, make it personal. That's my King. Amen.
Wow. The Lord is faithful to his children. As you have listened to the message today, I pray that you hear the Lord saying, I know you. I've called you by name, and I'm working on your behalf. I invite you right now to say this prayer with me, to make Jesus Lord over all. Maybe there's something in your life today that has caused you turmoil, that has put questions or doubts in your mind. You know, the Bible says he's as close as the mention of his name. In this season, we celebrate Jesus, the name that's above every other name. So pray this prayer with me right now and ask Jesus to help you. He's with you. You are not alone. I want to say it again. You are not alone. So Father, we thank you right now. I'm going to pray this prayer and you're going to pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, you say it. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my life, to take over every concern I have. Forgive me for those moments when I have doubted or don't trust. Be the Lord over all. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I say yes to you. I'm all yours from this moment forward. by the power of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have said this prayer, send me an email, write us, join us on campus when you get to Rome, because I know that God has something for you, and I know that you need to know you're not going to do life alone. I also feel very impressed today as I pray for you for the needs in your life. I know that during the winter months, there's lots of different emotions that come about, and I want you to know today the Lord is with you, the Lord is for you. He said his name is Emmanuel, God with us. And so today, I want to pray for your miracle. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would heal the broken heart, that you would restore the wounded mind, that you would be Jehovah Jireh for the one who has needs financially. God, you have shown us this year that we are the living proof that God is at work in us and through us. So right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, across the airwaves, wherever you're watching from, I am praying right now for your miracle in motion. I want you to say, I believe. I believe that God is with you. I believe that God is for you. And I believe that he has brought you to this family of faith, not only online, but wherever you are, that you would know. I have people who write me, and I'm praying right now that you'll be one of those ones who said, I found new hope, new life, new purpose, as I join together in prayer with Pastor Jen and all of those at ICF Rome. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your online giving. I thank you that you are sowing seeds. You are sowing gratefulness to God for all that he's done and doing. This has been an amazing year of Living Proof. And today, as we think about, we're getting ready to go into a new year before we know it, I want you to know God is with you. God is for you. You're not alone. Your miracle is in motion. I love you. We love you. And most importantly, Jesus loves you. So go out there, walk for him, shine for him, and believe that he's got a miracle for you.